Dobré ráno všetci. Ako sa máte? Dobre?
Oh, super. Hej, som veľmi, veľmi rád, že sme tu dnes ráno. Patty a ja, my sme tu veľa, veľa krát napredtým. Bol som tu veľa, veľa krát, ale tentokrát, každý krát je speciál, ale tentokrát je veľmi speciál. Prečo? Tri dôvody. Prvý dôvod, pretože tentokrát my sme tu s naša priateľmi Dennis a Maureen. Dennis a Maureen má misia organizáciu, ktorá šíri evangelium na veľa, veľa krajina. Druhý dôvod je... keď som odšiel z Kanady v stredu, mali sme sneh a to malo minus 15 stupne Celsius. Minus 15. Vážne. Aha. Ale tu dnes ráno my máme plus 15 Celsius. Halleluja. O, ľúbim túto krajinu. Tretí dôvod, my sme tu, bol som tu veľa, veľa krát napredtým, ale každý krát bol som tu napredtým, nezvady bol dedina. Aha, ale to je prvý krát, ja som na mesto nezvady, veľký mesto, tak gratulujem. Ja oslavujem s vami. So we celebrate with you. I'm going to need Lubaš's help now.
Takže spolu to oslavujeme a už teraz Luboš sa pripojí. I hope that you will go and continue.
Yeah, yeah. but we celebrate with you.
Takže tiež sme súčasťou alebo spolu s vami oslavujeme.
That Nezvady is now a big city in Slovakia.
Že Nezvady sú veľkým mestom na Slovensku.
Yeah. And you know, we're celebrating one other big thing this year.
A ešte jedna taká veľká vec, ktorú spolu oslavujeme tento rok.
And I don't know if we
rok.
Have the slides, if the PowerPoint ready. Ah, there it is.
Čiže máme aj prezentáciu.
If you want to go to just to the next slide.
Čiže ďalší obrázok.
Okay. This year, we had a big celebration.
Tento rok sme mali veľkú oslavu.
Because my wife... turned 60 years old.
Pretože moja manželka Patty mala 60 rokov.
60. Yeah.
60.
And I am married to a 60-year-old.
Takže ja som ženatý so 60 ročnou.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen in Israel.
Hallelujah.
And by the way, I am much, much younger than her, just so you know.
Aby ste vedeli, ja som oveľa, oveľa mladší.
To je pravda.
To je pravda.
Okay, I am 13 months younger
som
than her.
Som o 13 mesiacov mladší ako moja manželka.
For her birthday,
takže ako pre jej narodenie a pri príležitosti jej narodení,
we had a family reunion.
Mali sme také rodinné stretnutie.
And we had our three adopted girls.
Mali sme naše tri céry adoptované.
Of course, two of them are from Slovakia.
Samozrejme, dve z nich sú zo Slovenska.
And their husbands and the kids, there were 14 people all together.
Čiže ich manželia a takisto deti, 14 sme boli, alebo boli 14 spolu.
Yeah, 14 people, 7 adults and 7 children.
7 dospelých a 7 detí, čiže 14 spolu.
Living all together in our house in Canada for 2 weeks.
Čiže 2 týždne sme takto spolu nažívali v našom dome v Kanade.
It was a crazy time, but it was a great time.
Bol to taký šialený čas, ale zároveň úžasný čas.
And when you look at that picture,
a keď sa pozriete na túto fotku,
I don't know if you realize what a miracle that is.
Ale neviem, že či ste si vedomí toho, aký zázrak to je.
Patty and I were married in 1983.
Patty a ja sme sa vzali v roku 1983.
So we've been married for 36 years.
Takže my sme už manželia spolu 36 rokov.
We found out 10 years later, so in 1993.
Čiže 10 rokov po našej svadbe v roku 1993 sme zistili,
that we were not going to have children.
Že nebudeme môcť mať deti.
The doctor said that literally barring a miracle, you will not have kids.
Čiže okrem zázraku, ak by sa udial, ale doktori povedali, nemôžete mať deti.
And at the same time, for that 10-year period or more,
počas takého istého obdobia, tých 10 rokov alebo viac,
people in the church would put kind of a subtle pressure on us to have children.
Ľudia hlavne v zbore na nás tak tlačili, so, ohľadom toho, aby sme mali deti.
For example, every time there was a baby dedication.
Napríklad vždy, keď bolo to požehnávanie dieťatka v zbore,
the pastor would take the baby,
pastor zobral toto malé bábetko,
and he'd show the baby to the church,
tak ukázal to bábetko celému zboru.
And everyone would go, oh, zlata, veľmi zlata. And then he'd show the baby to the choir.
A potom ukázal to bábetko aj skupine hore, hudobnej.
And then the pastor, because I was the youth pastor of the church.
A potom pastor, ja som v tej dobe bol vedúci mládeže.
And he would walk right up to me.
Prišiel priamo s tým bábetkom ku mne.
And put the baby like right in my face.
A tak ho položil pred moju tvár.
And he would say, "Oh, doesn't that look good, Pastor Steve?"
No, a povedal, nevyzerá to dobre, nie je to krásne, pastor mládeže Steve.
And you know, the first time it's funny.
Áno, prvýkrát je to celkom vtipné a zábavné.
The second time it's cute.
A druhýkrát ešte to ujde, je to milé.
But the 10th or the 20th time, it's not so funny anymore.
Ale 10. alebo 20. krát to už vôbec nie je vtipné.
And you know, we wanted to have children, but we couldn't have them.
Chceli sme veľmi mať vlastné deti, ale nemohli sme.
But at the same time,
ale počas toho obdobia alebo v tom istom čase,
many people in church over the years, they came up to us.
Mnoho ľudí v zbore počas tých rokov prichádzali ku nám.
And they would have these prophetic words for us.
A mali také prorocké slovo pre nás.
Oh, don't worry, Pastor Steve.
Neboj sa, Pastor Steve.
The Lord has told me.
Pán mi povedal.
That you will have children.
Že budete mať deti.
You will have family.
Budeš mať rodinu.
Blá, blá, blá. Thus saith the Lord.
A tak ďalej, tak hovorí Pán.
And it never happened.
Ale nestalo sa tak.
And so we quite frankly we didn't know what to do.
A v podstate celkom úprimne nevedeli sme čo robiť.
You know, what do you do when the doctor says it's not possible?
Čo urobíš, ak doktori hovoria, že to nie je možné?
But you get all these promises, these prophetic promises that it's going to happen.
Ale na druhej strane dostávaš tieto prorocké slová, že sa tak stane.
Well, what we did is we started having Bible college students live in our house.
Čo sa ale udialo, tak sme mali v našom dome, sme ubytovávali študentov biblickej školy.
And three of them, the three girls kind of adopted us as their parents.
A tri z týchto študentiek si nás tak adoptovali ako svojich rodičov.
And this was years ago.
A to bolo už mnoho rokov dozadu.
But it stuck and we're still very close to this day.
A
yeah, but it remained that way and today.
Áno, ale zostalo to vlastne nemenné a je to ešte silnejšie dnes.
There's 14 of us.
A je nás dokopy 14.
We're a tribe.
Sme taký kmeň.
You know. Now, we never did, you know, have biological children.
Čiže nikdy sme skutočne nemali tie vlastné biologické deti.
So in that sense, the doctor was right.
Čiže v tomto slova zmysle doktor mal pravdu.
But God gave us children another way.
Ale Boh nám dal deti iným spôsobom.
Which we totally were not expecting.
A vôbec sme to neočakávali takto.
And it was wonderful.
A bolo to a je to úžasné.
And so the prophetic promises also ended up being true.
Čiže aj tie prorocké slova, tie proroctvá sa naozaj naplnili.
But for many years,
ale po mnoho rokov,
we lived in this tension.
Sme žili pod takým tlakom.
We lived in this difficult place.
A žili sme na takom ťažkom mieste.
between the physical reality of having no children
medzi tou fyzickou realitou, že nemáme deti,
and these words from God that said we would have some.
A medzi tým my Božími slovami, že budeme mať deti.
And I would hear these prophecies.
A tak som počúval alebo počul tieto proroctvá.
And I would think,
a povedal som si alebo myslel som si,
these people are nice, they mean well.
Títo ľudia sú určite milí a myslia to dobre s nami.
But they're crazy.
Ale sú blázniví.
And these are this is not from God. This is a bunch of garbage.
A to proste nie, nemôže to byť od Boha a je to proste smetie.
And for a while I was very hurt in my spirit.
A po nejaké obdobie som bol veľmi zranený vo svojom duchu.
And on Father's Day I didn't even want to go to church.
A keď bol deň otcov, tak som ani nechcel ísť do zboru.
And I was the pastor.
A ja som bol pastor.
Because on Father's Day we would have all the fathers stand and we would give them little gifts.
Čiže keď bol deň otcov každý rok, tak v zbore sa všetci otcovia postavili a rozdávali sme im nejaké dary.
And I wasn't standing.
A ja som nestál.
And that really hurt.
A to naozaj bolelo.
And so I learned a few things from this experience.
Z tejto skúsenosti som sa naučil niekoľko vecí.
That I'd like to share with you just briefly this morning.
Ktoré by som s vami veľmi stručne sa chcel zdieľať dnes ráno.
About the promises of God.
A je to o Božích zasľúbeniach.
So three things I want to say just very quickly.
Tri veci, ktoré chcem povedať.
Number one.
To poprvé.
Okay. God is a promise making God.
Boh je Bohom zasľúbení.
And his promises never fail.
A jeho zasľúbenia sa naplnia.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, amen. And by the way, this is nothing new.
A toto mimochodom nie je nič nové.
From the beginning to the end of the Bible,
od začiatku až po koniec Biblie,
God makes promises to individuals and to nations.
Boh hovorí zasľúbenia jednotlivcom aj národom.
Okay. So God makes a promise to Abraham in Genesis 26.
Boh dáva zasľúbenie Abrahamovi v 1. Mojžišovej 26.
I'm going to make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky.
Rozmnožím tvoje potomstvo, bude také ako nebeské hviezdy.
And I'm going to give you this land. I'm going to give your descendants this land.
A dám ti potomstvo.
And through your offspring all the nations on earth will be blessed.
A cez tvoje potomstvo budú všetky národy sveta požehnané.
God gives another promise to Joseph.
Boh dáva ďalšie zasľúbenie Jozefovi.
In Genesis chapter 50.
Je to v 1. Mojžišovej 50. kapitole.
He says, I'm going to save the Jews from Egypt.
A tam hovorí, že zachráni Izraelitov z Egypta.
And he says, your bones will be buried in the promised land.
A hovorí Jozefovi zasľúbenie, že tvoje kosti budú pochované v zasľúbenej krajine.
God gives a promise to Caleb and to Joshua.
Boh dáva tiež zasľúbenie Kálebovi a Jozuovi.
That of all the people in their generation.
Pomedzi všetkých ľudí ich generácie.
Only they would actually enter the promised land.
Len oni dvaja vstúpia do zasľúbenej zeme.
In Numbers chapter 14.
Je to v 4. Mojžišovej 14. kapitole.
And most of you know.
A väčšina z vás vie.
This scripture very well.
Tento verš alebo tieto verše veľmi dobre.
In Isaiah chapter 9.
Izaiášovi 9. kapitole.
God gives a promise to Israel.
Dáva Boh zasľúbenie Izraelu.
That a Messiah was coming.
Že Mesiáš prichádza.
Says, for to us a child is born.
Nám bude dieťa dané, sa narodí.
To us a son is given.
Nám je syn daný.
And the government will be on his shoulders.
A vláda bude na jeho pleciach.
And he'll be called.
A on bude nazvaný.
Wonderful.
Úžasný.
Counselor.
Radca.
Mighty God.
Mocný Boh.
Everlasting Father.
Nikdy nekončiaci a večný Otec. A knieža pokoja.
And then to the church.
A zasľúbenie cirkvi.
God gives a promise that Jesus would come back soon.
Boh dáva zasľúbenie, že Ježíš sa vráti skoro.
In Hebrews chapter 10.
Je to v Židom v 10. kapitole.
It says in just a little while.
Už len celkom krátky čas.
He who is coming will come and not delay.
Príde ten, čo má prísť a nebude meškať.
And we're still waiting for the fulfillment of that last scripture.
A ešte vždy očakávame naplnenie tohto posledného zasľúbenia.
But all the other promises, all of them, have come true.
Všetky ostatné zaslúbenia
all of them were fulfilled.
Sa naplnili.
It's like Joshua said to the Israelites in Joshua 21.
V Jozuovi 21 povedal Jozua Izraelitom.
Not one of the Lord's good promises to Israel failed.
Ani jedno slovo sa nestratilo z tých dobrých prísľubov, ktoré dal Hospodin domu Izraela.
Every one was fulfilled.
Každé jedno sa naplnilo, splnilo.
So point number one, God is a promise-making God.
Čiže prvý bod dnes je, že Boh je Bohom zasľúbení.
And his promises never fail.
A jeho zasľúbenia sa vždy naplnia.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, you're with me.
Ste stále ešte so mnou.
Okay, because now we have to go to point number two.
Okay, pretože teraz ideme na druhý bod.
So it's true, God makes promises, they never fail.
Je to pravda, že Boh dáva zasľúbenia, ktoré sa vždy naplnia.
But having said that,
ale keď to takto povieme,
I also have to say one more thing.
Musím k tomu dodať nasledovné.
Number two,
po druhé,
his promises
jeho zasľúbenia sú jedna vec,
but his timing is another.
Ale jeho časovanie je druhá vec.
The promises.
Zasľúbenia
are sure.
Zasľúbenia sú naisto, sú isté.
But sometimes we're not so sure about the timing.
Ale niekedy nie sme si úplne istí o tom časovaní.
And we see this over and over again in scripture.
A vidíme to znova a znova v písme.
Okay, so God makes the promise to Abraham in Genesis 26.
Boh dáva zasľúbenie v Genesis 26 Abrahamovi.
Your descendants will inherit this land.
A to, že tvoje potomstvo zdedia, tvoji potomkovia zdedia krajinu.
And through you all the nations of the earth will be blessed.
A cez teba všetky národy zeme budú požehnané.
But you know something?
Ale viete čo?
Israel doesn't inherit the land for another 600 years.
Izrael nezdedí krajinu ešte ďalších 600 rokov.
And Jesus, who blesses all the nations, doesn't come for another 1,800 years.
A Ježíš ako Mesiáš, ktorý požehná celú zem, nepríde ďalších 1,800 rokov potom, ako bolo vyslovené to zasľúbenie.
Folks, 600 years is a long time to wait for a promise.
Ľudia, 600 rokov je naozaj dlhý čas čakať na zasľúbenie.
Now maybe not for Mr. Toth over there.
A možno, že nie pre brata Joška.
He doesn't change.
Pretože on sa nezmenil.
I have known him for 27 years.
Poznám ho už 27 rokov.
He looks the same as he did in 1992 when I first met him.
Vyzerá takisto ako v roku 1992, keď som ho stretol prvýkrát.
He stays the same.
On zostáva nemenný.
I get older and fatter, but he stays the same.
Ja som starší a tučnejší, ale on zostáva taký istý.
600 years from now he'll still look like this. Hallelujah.
O 600 rokov bude znova vyzerať takto ako teraz.
Right? Život nie je fair. But 600 years for most of us is a long time.
Ale 600 rokov pre väčšinu z nás je dlhý čas.
God makes another promise to Joseph.
Boh dáva ďalšie zasľúbenie Jozefovi v Genesis 50. kapitole.
They're going to take your bones out of here and bury them in the promised land.
Tvoje kosti budú vzaté odtiaľto a pochované v zasľúbenej zemi.
Does that happen?
Stalo sa tak?
Yes, I know.
Stalo sa.
But it only happens 450 years later.
Ale stalo sa tak o 450 rokov neskôr.
God makes a promise to Caleb and to Joshua.
Boh dáva zasľúbenie Kálebovi a Jozuovi.
They will enter the promised land.
Že vstúpia do zasľúbenej zeme.
Well, do they?
Vstúpia.
Áno.
Áno.
Yes, but 40 years later, a whole generation later.
Ale o 40 rokov neskôr, o celú generáciu neskôr.
God says to Israel, unto you a child is born, unto you a son is given.
Boh hovorí Izraelovi a zasľubuje, tebe bude daný syn, dieťa ti bude dané.
And yeah, does the Messiah come?
Mesiáš, prišiel Mesiáš?
Is Jesus born?
Narodil sa Ježíš?
Yes!
Áno, narodil.
But 750 years later.
Ale o 750 rokov neskôr.
God makes a promise to the church in Hebrews 10.
V Židom 10. kapitole dáva Boh zasľúbenie cirkvi,
that Jesus is coming back.
Že Ježiš sa vráti späť.
Is he coming back?
Vráti sa späť Ježiš?
Yes.
Amen.
Áno. But we don't know how many years later.
Ale my nevieme, o koľko rokov neskôr.
I think Pastor Janko knows, because he's very spiritual.
Myslím, že Pastor Janko to vie, lebo on je veľmi duchovný.
So you can ask him after the service.
Môžete sa po zhromaždení jeho opýtať.
He's a prophecy and end times expert.
Je expert na posledné časy a proroctvá.
I'm just a poor missionary, but you can ask Janko.
But ja som iba taký obyčajný misionár. Môžete sa opýtať Janka.
We see in scripture over and over again.
Vidíme v písme, v Božom slove znova a znova.
And God makes promises.
Že Boh dáva zasľúbenia.
And they all come true.
A všetky sa naplnia.
But some of them.
Ale niektoré.
The timing is not right after the promise. Some of them you have to wait a long time.
To časovanie mnohé alebo niektoré z nich nie sú hneď potom, ako to zasľúbenie je vyslovené, ale uplynie dlhý čas.
So it's true in the Bible, it's also true in church history.
Je to pravda v Biblii a je to takisto pravda cez históriu cirkvi.
So by the way, I don't know if you remember, but I'm really a history teacher by trade.
Mimochodom, neviem či viete, ale som učiteľ histórie ako odborník.
I taught Luboš history in college.
A učil takisto Luboša históriu na biblickej škole.
Some of you, you're not big fans of history.
A viem, že niektorí z vás nie ste úplne veľkí fanúšikovia histórie.
Like Eman's probably thinking, oh, history.
Ako Eman.
Oh, don't bother me with history.
Nechaj, daj mi pokoj s históriou.
History is so boring.
História je tak nudná.
No, to je nepravda, môj brat. No. History is exciting. To je nadšený. Hallelujah. You just had boring teachers.
História je niečo nadchýnajúce. Jediný problém je, že si mal nudných učiteľov dejepisu alebo histórie.
Come to my class, I'll straighten you out, brother.
Prídi na hodinu mojej histórie a zmeníš názor.
But I teach church history. We see this all the time.
Teda vyučujem históriu a vidíme to znova a znova v histórii.
Anyone recognize that guy on the left?
Spoznávate toho muža, ktorý je naľavo na tej fotke?
His name was William Carey.
Volal sa William Carey.
From England.
Bol z Anglicka.
And today we call him the father of modern missions.
A v dnešnej dobe ho voláme otcom modernej misie.
He left England to go to India in 1793.
Čiže v 1793 roku opustil, vycestoval z Anglicka a išiel do Indie.
Believing that God had called him there.
On veril, že Boh ho tam povolal.
And God promised that he would use him in a big way there.
Boh zasľúbil, že si ho použije veľkým a mocným spôsobom tam v Indii.
But for a long time it didn't seem that way.
Ale po dlhý čas, jak tam bol, to vôbec tak nevyzeralo.
Carey left India in 1793.
Čiže Carey vycestoval v 1793.
With his wife and his baby boy.
S manželkou a s malým chlapčekom, synom.
It was very difficult in India.
A bolo veľmi ťažké v Indii vtedy.
In 1798 his baby boy, who was now 5, died of dysentery.
A potom o 5 rok v 1798 jeho syn ako 5-ročný zomrel.
When the son died,
keď zomrel jeho syn,
his wife Dorothy could not handle it.
A jeho manželka Dorothy to nezvládla.
And she went crazy, she actually went insane.
A naozaj psychicky sa zrútila.
And she died in 1808.
Ona zomrela v roku 1807.
In 1808,
a o rok neskôr,
he married another woman.
Si vzal druhú manželku.
But she also died of disease in 1821.
Ale v roku 1821 aj ona zomrela na chorobu.
One year later, his second son,
o rok neskôr jeho druhý syn
also died of disease.
Tiež zomrel z dôvodu choroby.
Before that,
a predtým,
in 1812,
v 1812,
a fire destroyed his house.
Prepukol požiar a bol zhorel jeho dom.
And also destroyed an English Sanskrit dictionary that he had been working on. He was almost finished. For 4 years.
A v tom požiari bol zničený a zhorel aj slovník, na ktorom už 4 roky pracoval.
And of course back then there's no hard drives. There's no cloud to back anything up on.
V tej dobe neboli žiadne záložné datové centra a cloudy, kde by to mal zálohované.
And He was there 13 years. 13.
A bol tam 13 rokov.
And in the first 13 years, he only had two people come to Christ.
A v tých prvých 13 rokoch, ako bol v Indii, boli iba dvaja ľudia, ktorí prijali Krista.
A Portuguese colonist and one Indian fellow.
Portugalský kolonista a ešte jeden z Indie.
And the support from England was not, the financial support was not very good.
A finančná podpora z Anglicka bola veľmi slabá.
And he had to work in an indigo factory just to survive.
A musel pracovať v jednom závode, aby mohol prežiť aj s rodinou.
So in the early years you would think this guy is a failure. Did he really hear from God?
A v tých prvých rokoch by sme si mohli myslieť, že to bola chyba, že naozaj počul od Boha.
Was he really supposed to be in India?
Naozaj mal ísť do tej Indie?
But by the time he died in 1834,
ale potom v 1834, keď zomrel,
he had started a ministry.
Do tej doby rozbehol službu.
That actually saw a few hundred people come to Christ.
Skrze ktorú niekoľko stovák ľudí prijalo Pána Ježiša Krista.
And after he died,
a potom ako zomrel,
it saw tens of thousands of people come to Christ.
10 tisíc ľudí prichádzalo ku Kristovi v Indii.
And by the way, that organization still exists today.
A mimochodom, táto organizácia, ktorú založil, ešte aj dnes existuje.
So God's timing,
že Božie časovanie,
is sometimes a little bit different from the promise.
Je niekedy odlišné od toho zasľúbenia.
Maybe God is calling you to India.
Možno Boh ťa povoláva do Indie.
But maybe it's not for today.
Ale možno to nie je na dnes.
So we have to understand God's promise is one thing, his timing is another.
Musíme pochopiť to, že jedna vec sú zasľúbenia a druhá vec sú časovanie.
So we had all these prophetic words, we were going to have children.
A my sme tiež dostali tieto rôzne proroctvá, že budete mať deti.
But it took 14 years for our first adopted daughter to come along.
Ale trvalo 14 rokov, kým sa k nám nasťahovala tá naša prvá adoptovaná dcéra.
And you know, God's timing is not my timing.
A viete, Božie časovanie nie je moje časovanie.
I did not want to wait that long.
A ja som nechcel čakať tak dlho.
But that's okay.
Ale je to v poriadku.
Because God's timing is always perfect.
Pretože Božie časovanie je vždy dokonalé.
You know, 2 Peter says something very interesting.
V druhom Petrovom liste, v 3. kapitole je niečo zaujímavé napísané.
It says the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise.
Pán nemešká so svojím prisľúbením.
As some people understand slowness.
Ako sa niektorí nazdávajú, že mešká.
And in the context, by the way, of 2 Peter, he's talking about the return of Jesus Christ.
V kontexte druhého listu Petrovho hovorí o príchode Pána Ježiša.
Christians were wondering how come Jesus hadn't come back yet.
Kresťania sa čudovali, ako môže, kedy a ako sa vráti druhýkrát späť Ježiš na zem.
Just like for centuries, Jews were praying and praying.
Takisto ako Židia počas storočí sa modlili a modlili
for the coming of the Messiah.
Aby prišiel Mesiáš.
But the Messiah didn't come till Jesus was born.
A Mesiáš neprišiel, až kým sa nenarodil Pán Ježiš.
But Galatians 4:4.
Galatianom 4:4
says Jesus came in the fullness of time.
Sa píše, že Ježiš prišiel, keď prišla plnosť času.
Or when the time had fully come.
V plnosti časov, alebo keď prišla tá plnosť času.
Folks, God always works in the fullness of time.
Boh vždy pracuje s plnosťou času.
His timing may not be your timing.
Jeho časovanie, Bože časovanie, nemusí byť tvoje časovanie.
But that's okay.
Ale to je v poriadku.
If you don't see the promise yet,
ak ešte nevidíš zasľúbenie alebo naplnenie zasľúbenia,
God has a reason.
Boh má svoj dôvod.
One of the privileges of my work is I get to speak, I get to share the gospel in many places all over the world.
Jedno z privilégií mojej práce je, že mám príležitosť hovoriť a kázať Božie slovo na mnohých miestach.
In 1998.
V roku 1998.
Okay. I was speaking at this camp in Canada.
Som mal službu slovom, som kázal v tomto tábore, ktorý tam vidíte, kempe v Kanade.
And I prepared my sermons.
a pripravoval som sa na svoju kázeň.
You know, Brother Janko is a Bible college teacher. You'd be very proud of me. I had them all prepared.
Brat pastor Janko je učiteľom biblickej školy. On by bol na mňa hrdý, pretože všetko som si dobre pripravil.
I went to that camp, Janko.
A išiel som na tento camp.
And before I prayed.
A predtým ešte som sa aj modlil.
I was spiritually prepared. I fasted.
A bol som duchovne pripravený, dokonca som sa pôstil.
I went to that camp.
A išiel som na tento camp.
And I preached with all my strength.
A kázal som s celou mojou silou.
And guess what happened?
A tipnite si, čo sa stalo.
Absolutely nič.
Nothing happened. Nič sa nestalo.
I preached there all week.
A dokonca kázal som tam celý týždeň.
And I would invite people to come to the altar.
A pozýval som ľudí na výzvu dopredu.
And get saved or, you know, rededicate their lives to Christ.
Prijali Pána alebo odozdali na novo svoj život Bohu.
And nobody came.
A nikto nereagoval.
Like the whole week.
Počas celého týždňa.
They were very nice to me. They were very polite.
Boli veľmi milí, zlatí ku mne.
But there was no response, zero.
Ale nebola žiadna odozva, úplne nula.
And I felt like a total failure.
A naozaj som mal pocit, že som úplne zlyhal.
And I left that camp.
A keď som odchádzal, odišiel som z toho kempu.
And I was very, very happy to go back home.
Bol som veľmi šťastný, že môžem ísť konečne domov.
I thought absolutely nothing happened.
A myslel som si, naozaj nič sa nestalo.
Until about 5 years later.
Ale o 5 rokov neskôr.
By this time,
v tom čase,
yeah, I was a teacher at the Bible college before.
Čiže predtým som bol učiteľom na biblickej škole.
So now I'm the president of the school.
A o tých 5 rokov neskôr som už bol riaditeľom biblickej školy.
And we needed to buy a building.
A boli sme v situácii, že sme hľadali budovu, ktorú sme potrebovali kúpiť.
We were located in a church.
Pretože naše priestory využívali sme priestory zboru.
And we used the church's facilities.
Áno, čiže sme biblickú školu mali v zbore.
But the church was moving.
Ale ten zbor sa sťahoval.
So we had to buy our own building.
Do novej lokality, takže sme potrebovali kúpiť budovu.
And
ako biblická škola.
Anyways, and we had no money.
A nemali sme peniaze vôbec.
So I'm praying.
Takže modlím sa.
And one day I get a telephone call.
A v jeden deň zrazu dostanem jeden telefonát.
This was it was March of 2003.
Bol to marec 2003.
And the guy says, "Hello, you don't know me."
A tento chlapík hovorí, "Ahoj, ty ma nepoznáš."
But I was a student in the school many years ago.
Ale bol som študentom na vašej biblickej škole mnoho rokov dozadu.
I'm a businessman now.
A som venujem sa obchodu, som podnikateľ teraz.
I'm in commercial and industrial real estate.
Čiže venujem sa komerčnému aj súkromným nehnuteľnostiam.
And I want to take you for lunch.
A chcem ťa pozvať na obed.
And folks, rule number one.
A chcem vám povedať pravidlo číslo 1.
Of my ministry.
V službe, ktorej stojím.
You never refuse a free lunch. Hallelujah.
Nikdy neodmietneš pozvanie na obed, ktorý platí niekto iný.
So I said, of course I'll meet you.
A samozrejme povedal som mu, áno, stretnem sa. Súhlasím.
And 2 weeks later we met for lunch.
O 2 týždne sme išli spolu na obed.
Because I thought, boy, he's in real estate.
A ja som si tak myslel, on pracuje v oblasti nehnuteľnosti v tomto biznise.
We need a building.
A my potrebujeme budovu.
This could be from the Lord.
A toto by naozaj mohlo byť od Pána.
And it was.
A naozaj to aj bolo od
But
Pána.
The neat thing was,
ale to, čo bolo úžasné na tom,
I showed up at the restaurant first.
Ja som prišiel prvý do tej reštaurácie.
He walks in, a potom, he walks right to me. He knows exactly who I am.
Potom vstúpil on a išiel priamo ku mne, vedel presne, kto som.
And he shakes my hand.
Podal mi ruku.
And he says, "I know you, but you probably don't know me."
A povedal, ja ťa poznám, ale ty asi nepoznáš mňa.
I said, "Yeah." I said, "How do you know me?"
A ja mu hovorím, áno, ale ako ma ty poznáš?
He said, "Do you remember
in 1998,
že
v roku 1998
at Alberta Beach Camp.
Si ty, Steve, kázal na tomto Alberta Beach Camp.
And I said, "Oh yeah, I remember."
A hovorím mu, áno, áno, na to sa veľmi dobre pamätám.
I don't want to remember, but I remember.
Nechcem sa na to pamätať, ale pamätám si to dobre.
Do you remember one night you preached this sermon?
Pamätáš si, Steve, ako si jedného večera kázal túto kázeň?
And I said, "Yeah."
A hovorím mu, áno, pamätám si to. Pamätám si to.
I can't believe you remember.
Ale nechce sa mi veriť, že ty si to pamätáš, ja si to pamätám.
And he said, "Do you remember? These were your three points," and he listed the points.
A potom mi povedal, pamätáš si, mal si tieto tri body a on ich vymenoval.
I said, "Yeah, I remember."
Ja mu hovorím, áno, ja si to pamätám.
I can't believe you remember.
Ale neverím tomu, že ty si to
pamätáš. My students can't remember a thing I say 24 hours later.
Moji študenti si nepamätajú veci, ktoré poviem pred 24 hodinami.
Except Lubash, of course.
Right? Okrem Luboša, samozrejme.
Yeah, but you 5 years later you remember.
Ale o 5 rokov neskôr ty si stále pamätáš tie body.
I said, that's fantastic.
To je úžasné.
And he goes, "Do you remember you closed the sermon and you told this story?"
A on povedal, pamätáš si, ako si uzatvoril tú kázeň týmto príbehom?
And I said, "No, I don't remember."
A ja som mu vtedy povedal, nie, to si nepamätám.
I know the story, but I don't remember using it publicly.
Poznám ten príbeh, ale nepamätám si, že by som to niekedy použil v kázni.
He said, "Yeah, yeah, you said you closed with that story." I go, "I believe you."
A on mi naozaj tvrdil, že proste som uzavrel tú kázeň tým príbehom, tak som mu povedal, áno, verím ti.
And then he told me.
A potom mi povedal,
that sermon.
Táto kázeň
and that story.
Ten príbeh
led me back to God.
Ktorý si tam vtedy povedal, ma priviedli späť k Bohu.
I thought nothing happened in that camp.
Ja som si myslel, že sa nič nestalo počas toho tábora,
that
kempu.
Sermon and that story, he said, led me back to God.
Ale on povedal, tá kázeň a ten príbeh ma priviedli späť k Bohu.
He grew up in the church.
On vyrastal v cirkvi.
He went to Bible college.
Dokonca chodil na biblickú školu.
He married a nice girl who had grown up in the church.
A zobral si tiež kresťanku, ktorá vyrastala v zbore.
They had two beautiful little boys.
Mali dvoch úžasných malých chlapcov.
But after the second boy was born,
ale potom ako sa narodil druhý syn,
she changed.
Tak sa manželka zmenila.
She left the Lord.
Opustila pána.
She left the church.
Opustila zbor.
And she left him.
A takisto opustila jeho, svojho manžela.
She took the two boys with him.
A zobrala so sebou aj dvoch synov.
At the same time,
v tom istom období,
this guy who was a businessman,
tento chlapík, ktorý je podnikateľom,
his business went bankrupt and he lost his business.
Zbankrotoval, jeho podnikanie išlo k zemi.
So he lost his marriage, he lost his family and he lost his business.
Čiže on stratil manželstvo, svoju rodinu, deti a takisto podnik alebo biznis, ktorý
within
mal.
Weeks of each other.
A to bolo v priebehu niekoľkých týždňov.
But he kept serving the Lord.
Ale zostal verný a slúžil Bohu.
Then he met another wonderful lady in the church.
Potom spoznal druhú úžasnú sestru zo zboru.
And he ended up marrying her.
A oženil sa s ňou.
And they were able to have a child together. They were very happy.
Mali spoločne dieťatko a boli šťastní spolu.
And then when the child was born,
a keď sa to dieťatko narodilo,
the child was born very severely physically deformed.
Tak sa narodilo s veľmi takým telesným postihnutím.
He basically had no arms and no legs.
Vlastne sa narodilo bez končatín.
And then my friend got very mad.
A v tomto bode tento priateľ sa naozaj tak nahneval.
He got really mad at God.
Nahneval sa na Boha.
And he said, "Why do you hate me?"
A hovorí Bohu, prečo ma nenávidíš,
just
Bože?
Just when things are beginning to look up.
Už keď sa tie veci začali nejak vyjasňovať a
just when I'm finally happy again.
Keď už som znova šťastný.
Boom! You crush
boom,
me.
Tak znova you ako keby si ma úplne tábore,
29 years later.
Ale o 29 rokov neskôr.
I meet him, he's a pastor and a church planter in Czech Republic.
Som sa s ním stretol ako s pastorom a zakladateľom zborov v Čechách.
Let us not grow weary in doing good.
Takže nebuďme unavení, alebo ako je to vysvietené, neúnavne konajme dobro.
For at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
Pretože v tom určenom, tom správnom čase budeme žať. Ak vydržíme.
What does this mean for you?
Čo to znamená pre teba?
We can have the next slide, please. What does it mean for all of us today?
Čo to znamená pre všetkých alebo pre každého z nás?
It means Sunday school teacher.
To znamená učiteľka alebo učiteľ nedelnej besiedky.
Even if your Sunday school class is not responding the way you want them to.
Možno, ak aj tá trieda, ktorú máš, nereaguje, alebo tie deti nereagujú tak, ako by si si to predstavovala.
And you think nothing is happening.
A možno si myslíš, nič sa nedeje.
Teaching this class is a waste of my time.
A učiť tieto deti je úplná strata môjho času.
I'm not having any impact on these kids.
Nemám žiadny vplyv na tieto deti.
Sunday school teacher, you don't give up.
Takže učiteľ alebo učiteľka nedelnej škôlky, nevzdávaj to.
You keep teaching those kids. You keep praying for those kids.
Pokračuj a uč tieto deti a modli sa za tieto deti.
Why?
Prečo?
Because one of those kids.
Pretože jedno z tých detí.
Years from now.
O roky neskôr odteraz.
May grow up to be the next Reinhard Bonnke.
Môže vyrásť a stať sa z neho ďalší Reinhard Bonnke.
The next pastor or evangelist who leads thousands of people to Jesus Christ.
Alebo ďalší pastor evangelista, ktorý bude viesť tisíce ľudí ku Kristovi.
The guy you see there on the left.
Tento muž, ktorého vidíte naľavo.
His name is D.L. Moody.
Sa volá D.L. Moody.
Anybody hear of him? Yes.
Počuli ste už o ňom, o D.L. Moodym?
One of the greatest evangelists of the 19th century.
Bol jedným z najväčších evangelistov 19. storočí.
He led hundreds of thousands of people to Christ.
Stovky tisíc ľudí priviedol ku Kristovi.
In America and England.
V Amerike a v Anglicku.
Do you know how he got started?
Viete, ako začínal?
Do you know how he got saved?
Viete, ako bol spasený?
He got saved in Boston in 1855.
Spoznal Krista v Bostone v roku 1855. 55.
Sorry, Eman, it's history again. I'm sorry.
Eman, prepáč, yeah. Je to znova história, dejepis.
He got saved in 1855 at the age of 17.
Mal 17 rokov, čiže bolo to v roku 1855, keď prijal Krista.
When a guy named Edward Kimball.
Bol tam jeden muž, ktorý sa volal Edward Kimball.
His Sunday school teacher.
A bol to učiteľ nedelnej školy.
Told him how much God loved him.
Povedal mu D.L. Moody mu, ako veľmi ho Boh miluje.
And he got saved.
A bol spasený, prijal.
And went on to be a world famous evangelist.
A vyrástol z neho a stal sa vlastne evangelista taký celosvetového formátu.
Don't become weary in doing good.
Čiže nebuď unavený a neunavne konaj dobro.
Because at the proper time you'll reap a harvest if you don't give up.
Pretože v tom správnom čase budeš žať tú žatvu, ak to nevzdáš.
What does that mean for us?
Whoops. Čo to znamená pre nás?
Oops. Okay. It means board member or elder.
To znamená, ak si člen staršovstva rady zboru.
Even if the church is not going the way you want it to go now.
Ak aj zbor nejde smerom, akým by si to ty predstavoval.
And of course this is not a problem in Nezvady.
Toto samozrejme nie je problém v Nezvadoch.
In Nezvady the church is perfect and always goes well. I know that.
A v Nezvadoch viem, že všetko je úplne v poriadku, perfektné. Ide všetko dobrým smerom.
In Canada not so much, but in Nezvady it's always good.
V Kanade tomu tak nie, ale v Nezvadoch je to vždy dobré.
But it means even if the church isn't going the way you hoped.
Čiže ak aj zbor nejde smerom, o akom ty snívaš.
You have prayer meeting after prayer meeting.
Máš modlitebné stretnutie a ďalšie modlitebné stretnutie.
Right? And nothing seems to change.
A zdá sa, že nič sa nemení.
There's no breakthrough.
Nie je žiadny prielom.
The community is not impacted.
A tá spoločnosť nie je zasiahnutá.
Folks, you hang in there.
Ale ľudia, vydržte v tom.
You never stop praying for your community.
Nikdy, alebo neprestante sa modliť za spoločnosť, ktorá je okolo vás.
You keep praying and you see what God does.
Modlite sa, zostaňte v modlitbách a čakajte na to, čo Boh bude konať.
The guy on the left there, his name is John Kilpatrick. Anybody recognize him?
Naľavo vidíte Johna Kilpatricka.
Okay. He was a pastor in America.
Bol pastorom v Amerike.
And he was pastoring a church for many years.
A bol pastorom už po mnohé roky.
And he was very discouraged.
A bol veľmi znechutený.
Because nothing was happening in his church.
Pretože nič sa nedialo v jeho zbore.
In fact, they had 2 years of special prayer meetings every week.
Dokonca mali 2 roky v kuse, každý týždeň také špeciálne modlitebné stretnutia.
For revival.
Konkrétne za prebudenie.
But There was no revival.
Ale žiadne prebudenie nenastalo.
And after 2 years he was going to resign.
A po tých 2 rokoch bol pripravený dať výpoveď.
He had invited an evangelist to come and do a week of meetings.
A on pozval jedného evangelistu, aby mali spolu evangelizácie týždeň.
In the Brownsville Assemblies of God Church.
A bolo to v Brownsville Assemblies of God zbore.
In Pensacola, Florida.
Letničnom zbore na Floride, Pensacola.
And he said to himself, when that week is over.
Povedal si sám sebe, po tom týždni evangelizácií, keď to skončí, tak vtedy sa vzdám a vlastne už skončím, aby som bol pastorom. Podám výpoveď a odídem, lebo nič sa nedeje.
Well, the evangelist came, his name was Steve Hill.
A prišiel evangelista, volal sa Steve Hill.
He started preaching on June 18th, 1995.
18. júna 1995 mal tú prvú kázeň.
And hundreds came to the altar.
A stovky prišli dopredu na vízu.
And it began something that became known as the Brownsville Revival.
A toto sa stalo alebo je známe ako prebudenie v Brownsville.
Which lasted 5 years.
A trvalo toto prebudenie trvalo 5 rokov.
Over the next 5 years.
Ďalších tých 5 rokov
4 million people.
Počas tých 5 rokov 4 milióny ľudí
came from all around the world.
Z celého sveta.
And over 200,000 people accepted Christ as savior.
A viac ako 200,000 ľudí prijalo Krista ako svojho spasiteľa.
And he was going to resign.
A on bol tesne pred tým, aby to vzdal a dal výpoveď.
Let us not become weary in well doing.
Čiže neúnavne konajme to dobro.
For at the proper time we'll reap a harvest if we do not give up.
Pretože v tom správnom čase budeme žať žatvu, ak to nevzdáme.
And I'll close with this true story.
A ja by som teraz chcel uzavrieť s týmto pravdivým príbehom.
Okay, years ago.
Pred mnohými rokmi.
There was a famous British politician.
Bol jeden známy britský politik.
And he was traveling up to Scotland.
A on bol na ceste z juhu Anglicka hore na sever do Škótska.
Yeah, he was for a meeting there.
Aby tam mal nejaké stretnutie dôležité.
When his carriage got terribly stuck in the mud because it had just rained.
Keď sa jeho koč zasekol v blate.
And they couldn't get the carriage out.
A nemohli sa pohnúť ani dopredu ani dozadu.
And then walking down the road comes a farm boy, 13 years old.
A v tejto situácii prichádza jeden mladý malý chlapec, farmár po tej ceste.
With a team of workhorses.
A viedol vlastne také tie ťažné kone zo sebou.
And he sees that this carriage is hopelessly stuck.
A vidí, že tento koč aj s tými koňami tam je beznádejne zapadnutý, nevie sa pohnúť.
And so he quickly hitches the horses to the carriage.
Takže pripojí tie svoje ťažné kone o tento koč, ktorý tam je.
And the workhorses get the carriage out of the mud.
A tie ťažné kone naozaj vytiahnú alebo vytiahli z blata tento koč.
And the politician was a famous man.
A tento politik, ktorý už vtedy bol slávny,
and a rich man.
A bol aj bohatý.
Was so grateful to this young boy.
Bol tak vďačný tomuto malému chlapcovi.
He said, "Young man, what's your name?"
Mladý muž, ako sa voláš, mu hovorí.
And the guy told him his name and
a on mu povedal svoje
what
meno.
What do you want to do when you grow up?
A potom sa ho tento politik pýta, čím by si chcel byť, keď vyrastieš?
And the young man said, "I want to be a doctor."
A hovorí mu, ja chcem byť lekárom, doktorom.
And the politician said, I think you will make a fine doctor.
A ten politik mu hovorí, myslím si, že bude z teba skvelý lekár.
But the little boy said, I don't think so.
Ale ten malý chlapec mu hovorí, nemyslím si.
And the politician said, why not?
A politik mu na to povie, prečo nie?
And the boy said, we are just poor farmers.
Hovorí ten malý chlapec, my sme len chudobní farmári.
My parents would never have the money to send me to medical school.
Moji rodičia nemajú toľko peňazí, aby ma poslali na štúdium medicíny.
So right there.
Ale priamo tam na mieste.
On the spot.
Na mieste.
The politician did something good.
Politik urobil niečo dobré.
He made a promise to the young boy.
On slúbil tomu malému mladému mužovi alebo chlapcovi.
And he said, young man,
povedal mu, mladý muž,
if you go to medical school,
ak pôjdeš na to štúdium medicíny,
I will pay for the whole thing.
Ja budem platiť alebo zaplatím tie štúdia. celé.
Some years later the young man did go to medical school.
A o niekoľko rokov neskôr sa to stalo realitou, on naozaj išiel študovať medicínu.
And the politician paid for everything.
A tento politik skutočne zaplatil celé štúdium.
He kept his promise.
Dodržal sľub.
In Canada that's a miracle.
V Kanade toto je zázrak.
In Slovakia I know all of your politicians keep their promises.
A na Slovensku viem, že všetci politici vaši dodržiavajú sľuby.
You have wonderful politicians.
Máte úžasných politikov.
But in Canada a politician who keeps his promise, that's rare.
Ale v Kanade politik, ktorý dodrží svoj sľub, to je naozaj vzácnosť.
But this guy kept his promise.
Ale tento politik dodržal svoj sľub.
The young man went to medical school and he graduated.
A tento mladý chalan išiel na medicínu a aj skončil, teda mal promócie.
Well, very nice.
Veľmi pekné, milé.
Decades later.
O 10 ročia neskôr.
England,
Anglicko,
was in the middle of a war.
Je uprostred vojny.
With Germany, World War II.
S Nemeckom, je to druhá svetová vojna.
And the leader of England, the prime minister.
A premiér anglický.
You see him on the left.
Vidíte ho naľavo.
What was his name?
Viete povedať jeho meno?
Yeah, Winston Churchill.
Winston Churchill.
Winston Churchill got very, very sick.
Winston Churchill veľmi vážne ochorel.
When he was attending a conference with the President of the United States, Franklin Roosevelt.
Keď bol na konferencii, kde bol aj americký prezident Roosevelt.
And he almost died.
Takmer zomrel.
But he didn't die.
Ale nezomrel.
He got better.
Dokonca jeho stav sa začal zlepšovať.
Why?
Prečo?
Because he was given a new drug.
Pretože mu dali nový liek.
Brand new.
Úplne nový, novúčičky.
A wonder drug called penicillin.
Liek, ktorý bol taký zázračný liek penicilín.
Let me ask you another question.
Ale chcem vám položiť druhú otázku.
Who invented penicillin?
Kto vynašiel penicillin?
Sir Alexander Fleming.
Sir Alexander Fleming.
A Scottish doctor.
Škótsky lekár.
Do you realize what's happening here, folks?
Čiže uvedomujete si, čo sa tu deje?
Alexander Fleming.
Alexander Fleming
was the Scottish doctor.
Bol škótsky lekár.
He was the Scottish, the young Scottish farm boy.
Toto je ten malý, mladý škótsky chlapec,
that
farmár,
over 50 years earlier,
ktorý pred 50 rokmi predtým,
the British politician,
britský politik,
helped to go to school, to medical school.
Mu pomohol, aby sa dostal a vyštudoval medicínu.
The British politician did something good.
Tento britský politik urobil niečo dobré.
He helped one guy go to school.
Pomohol jednému chlapcovi, aby vyštudoval.
Because of that,
a kvôli tomu, a vďaka tomu,
50 years later,
o 50 rokov neskôr,
right? Winston Churchill survives.
Winston Churchill nielenže prežil,
right? And leads, he goes on to lead England to victory over the Nazis.
Ale vlastne doviedol Anglicko k víťazstvu nad nacistami.
And there's one more interesting twist to this story.
A ešte je tu jeden taký zaujímavý zvrat v tomto príbehu.
Who was the famous British politician?
Čo si myslíte, kto bol ten slávny britský politik?
Who got stuck in the mud?
Ktorý sa tam zasekol s tým svojím vozom či kočom v tom blate.
On a road in Scotland in the 1880s.
Ešte v 19. storočí v Škótsku na tých cestách.
You see him there on the left.
Vidíte ho naľavo, to je on.
His name.
Jeho meno
was Sir Randolph Churchill.
Bolo Sir Randolph Churchill.
Winston Churchill's father.
A bol to otec Winstona Churchilla.
So by doing something good.
Čiže vďaka tomu, že urobil niečo dobré.
Randolph Churchill had no idea at the time.
Randolph Churchill nemal ani poňatia o tom.
That 5 decades later.
Že o 5-10 ročí neskôr.
That would save the life of his son.
To zachráni, alebo bude to mať za následok záchranu života jeho syna.
Who would save England from the Nazis?
Ktorý potom zachráni Anglicko pred nacistami.
And save millions and millions of lives through penicillin.
A tiež zachráni milióny životov vďaka penicilínu.
Let us not be weary in well-doing.
Čiže neochabujme alebo neúnavne konajme dobre.
For at the proper time.
Pretože v tom správnom čase,
at the proper time,
v tom správnom čase,
We will reap a harvest.
Budeme žať žatvu.
If we do not give up.
A uvidíme výsledok, ak to nevzdáme.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand together.
Môžeme sa postaviť teraz.
I just want to close in prayer this morning.
Chcel by som uzavrieť dnes modlitbe.
And before we go,
a predtým,
I'm not going to ask anyone to come to the front or anything like that.
Nebudem pozývať dopredu, dávať výzvu.
But I would just like to pray a blessing on you guys.
Ale chcel by som sa modliť také požehnanie nad vami.
And I just have a question for you before I pray.
Chcem vám ale položiť jednu otázku pred tou modlitbou.
Is there anybody here who feels like John Kilpatrick?
Je tu niekto z vás, kto sa cíti ako ten pastor John Kilpatrick?
Things are not going well.
Že ste v situácii, veci sa nedaria.
And you just want to give up.
A chceš to vzdať.
And you've been praying and praying and nothing seems to happen.
A modlila si sa, nič sa nedeje, alebo sa zdá, že sa nič nedeje.
And God seems to be deaf to your cry.
A zdá sa, ako keby Boh bol hluchý a nepočul tvoj výkrik.
Maybe like Patty and I, maybe you've been crying out for children.
Možno tak ako ja a Patty, keď sme kričali k Bohu, aby sme mohli mať svoje deti.
Or for a healing.
Alebo za uzdravenie.
Or maybe for your children to come back to God.
Alebo sa modlíš za svoje deti, aby sa vrátili k Bohu.
I don't know what the need is.
Ja neviem, čo je tvojou potrebou.
But God knows.
Ale Boh to vie a pozná.
And if you would like some prayer this morning.
A ak by si dnes chcel, aby som sa za teba modlil.
Just where you are.
Tak tam, kde si, na tom mieste,
kde
si.
Pozdvihni svoju ruku.
A chcel by som sa za teba modliť.
Just ask God to bless you. Is anybody here to say, yeah,
je tu niekto,
please,
kto povie,
yeah,
ja, áno.
Áno,
chcem, aby si sa modlil
za mňa. Honesty. Thank you. Praise God. Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you. Anybody else?
Ešte niekto?
Praise the Lord. Okay, thank you.
Pánovi.
Let's agree together.
Poďme sa teraz zjednotiť a súhlasiť.
Let's pray.
A modliť sa.
Lord, I just thank you so much.
Pane, ja ti ďakujem tak veľmi.
Because you're a great God.
Pretože ty si úžasný Boh.
And you've given promises to us.
Ty si nám dal zasľúbenia.
And you said you have great plans for us.
Ty si povedal, že máš úžasné plány pre nás.
Plans not to harm us, but to give us hope and a future.
Plány, ktoré nám neuškodia, ale nám dajú nádej a budúcnosť.
And Lord, I just pray for these dear brothers and sisters who raised their hands.
Pane, ja sa modlím za týchto drahých bratov a sestry, ktorí zodvihli svoje ruky.
Because Lord, we know that your promises never fail.
Pane, lebo my vieme, že tvoje zasľúbenia sa naplnia.
But they're not seeing the answers to prayer right now.
Ale oni nevidia odpoveď na svoje modlitby práve teraz.
They're not seeing the promises fulfilled in their life.
Nevidia naplnenie zasľúbení v ich životoch.
And sometimes it seems like you're not even there or you're not listening.
A niekedy sa zdá, ako keby si, Bože, ani nebol tam a nepočúval.
Even though we know you are.
Ale my vieme, že ty si.
And we know you love them so much.
A ty miluješ každého jedného z nich veľmi.
So Lord, right now we pray.
A tak, Páne, práve teraz sa modlíme.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
V mocnom mene Ježíš.
For all of them, for a breakthrough in their lives.
Pre každého jedného z nich, pre prelom v ich živote.
Lord, we pray for healing in Jesus' name.
Modlíme sa v mene Ježíš za uzdravenie.
We pray for children and grandchildren to come back to the Lord in Jesus' name.
Modlíme sa za deti a vnúčatá, ktorí sa navrátia k tebe v mene Ježiš.
We pray for people to find jobs in Jesus' name.
Modlíme sa za ľudí, aby našli nové zamestnanie v mene Ježiš.
We pray for relationships, marriages to be healed and restored in Jesus' name.
Modlíme sa za manželstvá, aby boli uzdravené a obnovené v mene Ježiš.
We pray for people to have children in Jesus' name.
Modlíme sa za ľudí, za manželstva, aby mali deti v mene Ježiš.
And Lord, whatever the need is.
Akákoľvek je tá potreba, Páne.
As they cry out to you.
Tak ako oni volajú a kričia na teba.
We pray that you would hear their cry.
Sa modlíme, aby si počul.
And you would answer from heaven.
Výkrik ich modlitbu a odpoveď z nebies.
There would be breakthrough in their lives.
Aby prišiel prielom v ich živote.
And things would change in Jesus' name.
Aby sa veci zmenili v mene Ježiš.
And Lord, until that happens.
A kým, Pane, kým sa toto
and
stane.
And we will believe that will happen.
A my veríme a budeme veriť, že sa to stane.
Would you just comfort them and encourage them?
Pane, a potešuj ich a povzbudzuj ich.
Lift them up, Lord, sustain them.
Pozdvihni ich, udrž ich, upevni ich.
Just bless them, O God.
A požehnaj ich, O Bože.
And help them to know.
a pomôž im vedieť,
you are with them.
Že ty si s nimi.
You never leave them.
Že ich nikdy neopustíš.
You never forsake them.
Ani ich nikdy nezanecháš.
You are the friend that sticks closer than a brother.
Pretože ty si priateľom, ktorý je bližší ako brat.
And your promises never fail.
A tvoje zasľúbenia sa naplnia.
And that even now the answer to prayer is on the way.
Aby už práve teraz tá odpoveď na ich modlitbu bola na ceste.
Even now, Lord God, the breakthrough is coming.
Práve teraz, aby prichádzal prielom do ich života.
As they continue to wait on you.
Tak ako pokračujú a sú verní v očakávaní na teba.
So bless them in a great way today we pray.
Tak ich dnes, Pane, požehnaj mocnom, mocným spôsobom.
And do something wonderful in their lives.
A učiň, Pane, niečo úžasné v ich živote.
In Jesus' great name.
V mene, mocnom mene Ježíš.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you guys, Pastor Janko. Thank you.